Good afternoon and welcome to the David Ross Sports Village for Varsity Futsal on the third day of the Nottingham Varsity Series 2017. I'm Joe Tanner and together with Louis Cotgrove, we're going to be bringing you live action from these eagerly anticipated clashes in this first block of Varsity fixtures.
That is correct, Joe. We're coming to you from the new £40 million David Ross Sports Village on University Park, and it's certainly got a more of an arena feel about it today, as we're used to witnessing with so many high profile events in Varsity. And we are looking at, we're going to have a capacity attendance today who will be sure to create an absolute cauldron of noise for the green and gold.
We'll be handing over to our commentators for live match coverage of this match. But just to read you out some of the team sheets, as our announcer just did, for the University of Nottingham, we have Kayla Crett, number 15, Lindsay Morgan at number 7, Katie Lippitt, number 16, 17 is Erin Owen, CJ Simonez is number 9, 3 Nicole Butterfield, 8 Georgie Talbot, 6 Sarah Orton, the University of Nottingham Women's Football President, 14 Katie Gray, at 1 Pete Lendon. I'm supposing she's in goal, because she is actually one of the goalkeepers for the University of Nottingham Hockey Club, so that'll be an interesting development. See how she comes out in this match. 11 is Ellie Redman and 13 Anna Tiley.
And the team for Nottingham Trent University, number 1 Acha Aguirre, number 2 Georgia Richards, number 3 Bethany Twigg, number 4 Samantha Burton, 5 is Millie Jones, 6 Charlotte Steggs, 7 Laura O'Neill, number 8 is Camilla Newton, number 9 Charlotte Broad, number 11 Jessica Wood, number 13 Aoife Bromley, and number 14 a late addition to the team sheet, Drea Tamzone.
Yes, thank you very much for that, Louis. The teams are ready. The teams are prepared for this Varsity clash on the third day of the Nottingham Varsity Series 2017 as we hand over to our very capable commentators, James Perkins and Nick Clay, who are down pitch side.
As you can presumably hear the buzzer in the background to indicate that this game is almost about to kick off.
Right, okay, we can now have a look at who's going to be starting. It is, of course, Pete Lendon in net with Nicole Butterfield at the back with
Katie Lippitt
at the back as well. As we suggested, Lindsay Morgan starting near the top and Kayla Crett as well starting for the University of Nottingham.
And for Trent, it is, of course, Jess Wood, the captain, starting up front. Cammy Newton as well in goal is number 1. Asia Aguirre. At the back is Beth Twigg, alongside, I believe, that is Samantha Burton, but I could be wrong. And we are underway here in the women's futsal. Jess Wood immediately doing her defensive work, getting back to clear it out for a throw-in, or a kick-in, if you like, on the far right-hand side as UON attack.
It's a good start, that.
Yeah, not bad, making advantage out the pitch already. It's an early shot there from Nicole Butterfield on her right foot. Just drifts past wide of the left-hand post. Into Beth Twigg. Looks out to the left for Cammy Newton, who's forced backwards. Played back to Aguirre. That's the only time it can go back to her. And she clearly knew that as she,
she
pumps the ball out. Yeah,
really panicked. I think this is some great pressure from UN so far. And it's a really surprising start considering they've lost some of their better players, UN.
The territory work is fantastic. I'm sure Liz will be thrilled with what's happened so far. As there's a strike by Morgan off of Beth Twigg. Goes out for a UON corner ball.
That was
first corner of the game.
Really important there, because if Butterfield had not made a good connection with that, that could have gone for Trent one-on-one.
Jess was almost clean through as Morgan has a strike. A good save by Aguirre down to her left-hand side. Strong left hand, palms the ball out for a UON throw. The ball forward to Lindsay Morgan on the left-hand side, strikes it! Phenomenal save from AJ Aguirre. Really fast reactions there to get her right hand up to the top left-hand corner to palm that one away. Brilliant strike from Morgan. And now from the corner, she gets another opportunity. Looks out to Lippitt, but she won't keep that in. It's out for a Trent throw on.
Really good move there, all made by Gray. And we really could have, that's probably our best chance of the game, I'd say.
Oh, absolutely. And it was a brilliant strike from Morgan, has to be said. Nothing more that she could have done. Found the absolute postage stamp in the goal. But nothing you can do when a keeper's playing like that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
As Jones hits the bar for Trent, just as we were speaking there, I think she caught us all off guard there.
Pete Lendon, what a save, just tipped it onto the bar, needed a touch and she got it.
a phenomenally worked corner for Trent. It was Georgia Richards played it into Millie Jones, had the strike on her right foot, smashed the bar off of a save from Pete Lendon. Yep, as Kayla Crett plays the ball into Morgan with the strike. It whistles past the right-hand post. I was almost certain that was going to trickle into the bottom corner. It was on her left foot. The ball played back in by Crett to her. On the left-hand side, she had the shot across goal and just wide. As the ball given away by Trent in a dangerous position, and Orton cannot make the most of it.
Bit of a heavy touch there from Orton, but did well to intercept. I think we're really making this pressure pay, and the UN fans are really making themselves heard now.
Morgan has a strike, well blocked by Tamsone, and that will be the half. An interesting half, a very tactical half for University of Nottingham and for Nottingham Trent. Not many chances either way, clear-cut chances. UOM with the better chances of the half, a few fantastic saves by Aguirre, but that is the half. It remains at half-time, University of Nottingham 0, Nottingham Trent 0. Back to you guys.
Yes, 0-0 in this women's futsal varsity. It's been such a tight encounter, both teams really going for it. Both teams looking to cash in early in this new £40 million David Ross Sports Village, but to no avail. Louis, what are your assessments on the first half?
Well, I think it started off quite interesting, looked quite promising for University of Nottingham, had the most of the possession, most of the pressure there, not really showing any incision at all until maybe the sixth minute. But then from then, it became a very even encounter, end to end. Unfortunately, no goals, but there have been some great long-range efforts, some real near misses, and it looks promising for the second half.
Absolutely. I think Lindsay Morgan has had a few brilliant efforts in this first half. Lucky not to have scored a goal already in this game. Pete Lendon as well, between the sticks. She's actually, as many people might not know, she's actually in the women's hockey team as well. So really, you know, if you can save a ball in hockey, it's such a small ball in hockey, then you're almost certainly able to be a good goalie in football. And she's certainly proved that. But a fantastic effort nonetheless from the green and gold in the first half of this women's varsity futsal fixture. We are now joined by Jeremy Dunn, our man on stats and facts and analysis in this futsal varsity. Jeremy, what's the possession statistics been like?
Sort of as expected in a way, because the amount of Trent's been passing it around in their back quarter, it's really looking like, well, at the moment it is 56% to Trent and 44% to the green and gold at the moment. But like I said, most of that possession has taken place in Trent's half, very interestingly. It's been specific round with them passing it around the back with that tiki-taka style of play that we saw them practicing at half in the warm-up.
Yes, it's been a very evenly spread possession-wise. In terms of shots on goal, am I right in saying the University of Nottingham have had perhaps more shots on and off target?
They have indeed, Joe. The University of Nottingham has had 25 shots in total in this game to Trent's 9, which isn't great reading for Trent fans. And worse still is as you'd expect from that, the shots on target for the University of Nottingham have had 8 to Trent's 2, giving the University of Nottingham a 32% completion rate for shots on target to Trent's 22, which is good reading given the fact that they have had less of the ball, which really shows the fact that Trent just seemed to be dawdling around in that first half and haven't been able to capitalise on this.
As you're in there with a big opportunity from a kick on, a really, really intelligent pass there.
Owen.
From Butterfield on the right hand side for UOM, played it across, and Owen with the right footed strike back across the goalkeeper. That's a really intelligent strike, just clipped the outside of the post.
Really took us all by surprise there, that run.
Absolutely, really, really well played from UON. Never a moment to breathe in this game, has to be said, as Butterfield there looking for Owen again will run through straight to Aguirre.
Really starting to unlock this Trent defence.
Absolutely, as Crett picks the pocket of Steggs there, as the ball now brilliant interplay. Butterfield almost managed to turn her man as it's looked in for Owen. Oh, there was a shout of handball from the crowd there.
I think it was, but there was a great advantage because we had a shot on target there or an opportunity to shoot on target there. We just didn't take it. There really could have been a handball there, and that was inside the area.
No appeals from the UON players. I personally thought it was UON really struggling here to hold out Trent. You'd think it's only a matter of time before one team scores. Newton with the shot, and now it's come out well blocked. Lendon with the save with the leg down. Newton rolls the ball wide of the right hand post. It took a deflection. Trent are really finding their feet in this one now. The fans are up for it. The players are up for it. Cammy Newton leading by example as the shot from Broad comes in. blocked by Lindsay Morgan. And UON really riding their luck here. As if you love the Trent stand up, rings around the David Ross. Can the UON fans get their team back on their feet and back in this game? Because Trent looking by far the more likely to score at the minute.
Only in the last minute though, Nick. I don't think it's too telling of what we've seen so far.
As Broad here can pick the ball up, but Simonis can get it clear. And now UON with a chance to break, but Steggs does well for Trent as Morgan comes in to close her down. And it is out for a UON kick on. 8 minutes and 9 seconds remain of this Varsity fixture, which will either level the scores up at 2-2 or gain UON a 3-1 lead. It's still all to play for. UON recover well, but Newton finds the space to find Jones, and now Newton with a bit of space herself. That's a strike. Lendon gets down well to save with her legs, and now UON can break. If Owen can keep this on the left, left-footed shot blocked well by Burton. The Trent players storming back there to ensure that UON did not get an opportunity, and it's out for a UON corner ball.
Really nice quick move there, but only ever really a half chance, I think.
There was no real pace in the break from UON. The ball was forced too far wide. For Trent, Richards, Wood, Tamsone and Jones now. Richards and Tamsone just come on. Broad has just come on for Wood as well, as it is now with Morgan. Bit of space! Oh, that was inches!
I don't know how long this can carry on for, Nick. It is so close.
My poor heart, I tell you, that was, I think, less than an inch wide from Morgan. She had so much space to shoot and just whistled wide. Kick, 49 seconds remain on the clock for someone, anyone to find a goal. Ellie Redmond with a fantastic flick back inside. Doesn't get the ball. Now Redmond has a chance. Left foot shot. It's a little bit weak.
Oh, on target, though.
On target, but Aguirre can collect that one easily. She was probably grateful that one came with a little bit less pace. As Steggs now brings it clear, shoots, Krep blocks it. Simonas now picks up the loose ball, plays it dangerously across goal. As Redmond loses out, and now Steggs looks for Newton, but it finds Broad instead. And Morgan makes the challenge.
20 seconds to go, and Trent have a kick in here.
Charlotte Broad will take this one for Trent. Plays it into Newton. Surely she's got to go back to Tamsone, and does. Tamsone now bringing the ball forward. Good strength from her. Beats two UN players. Now UN can break. 11 seconds remaining. Surely it's now or never. And that's a foul, surely, given on... a foul given.
The ball is finally in the net.
A phenomenal strike from Steggs. Went in first off the right post, then off the left post, and went over the line. But the free kick had been given well and truly before she hit the ball. Trent fans clearly didn't hear the whistle and thought it was in. 5 seconds remain. This will surely be the last chance now.
They've got to play it across and shoot. They need a shot here.
It has
Otherwise,
to be a shot. Yeah. The Cret runs down the line. Morgan! Well blocked by Steggs. Tamsone will bring it clear, but can't quite get it. It'll be a UON kick on with 1.5 seconds remaining, which Lindsay Morgan will take. I don't think there's even going to be a chance for another shot here. Simonas launches the ball forward, and there's the time. 0-0 it ends. Tamsone, who will take the first penalty for Nottingham Trent. The noise goes up from the UON fans for Lendon. Come on, Pete. Now is your moment. Now's the chance to be a hero. Pete Lendon against Tamsone.
Spaghetti legs from Pete.
Here we go. Tamsone runs out straight to right footed. She's missed it! Against the right hand upright. Lendon was no way near it, but Tamsone misses the target.
Can anyone score today, Nick?
The goal is cursed, I tell you. So now Ellie Redmond will get her opportunity to take the penalty against Adje Aguirre. Come on, Ellie. She runs up right footed, strikes it. Oh, she's missed the target altogether. I wonder if she was put off by the fact that she came all the way to take the penalty, got herself psyched, and then was told you're not actually taking first.
The gym closes at 10:30, Nick. I'm not sure it's going to...
Goodness me.
..get a score in that time.
So, Cammy Newton for Trent, arguably Trent's best player on the day, will be taking the second penalty here for Trent. Newton v. Lendon. Sounds like a heavyweight boxing match. But here we go. Cammy Newton, left-footed, of course, strikes it. And she's hit the post! Not a goal to be scored so far. Newton joins her teammate Tamsone in hitting that exact same upright. It was actually a really decent strike. Low and hard, but hits the post.
Lindsay Morgan to take care.
And now Lindsay Morgan, number 7, left-footed as well, finishes it for the University of Nottingham. A wonderful penalty from Morgan. Hard, low, into the bottom left-hand corner.
We have finally seen a goal, Nick, and if Pete can save this, UON win.
It is Charlotte Steggs. It's all or nothing here for Trent. If Steggs misses, they are out. It will be 3-1 to UON overall. Lendon v Steggs, a big moment here. Right-footed, Steggs runs up, quite a short run up, hits it, finishes it well. Really good penalty from Steggs into that same corner that Morgan scored in, and it will be Cret. I called it. It will be Kayla Cret here for UON.
To win it.
To win
this
it.
Goes in. It's a win for UON futsal to undo the wrongs of last year.
To win the varsity, to take back the crown of varsity for the University of Nottingham. Kayla Cret. Come on, girl.
Kayla Cret steps up.
Now's your time. Now's your time. The ball refuses to stay on the spot. The referee ensuring it is on the spot. Cret to win it here. Time to be a hero, Kayla. Right-footed. Scores! The University of Nottingham win the women's varsity.
Wow.
It's 2-1 on penalties. A phenomenal performance from them. The Trent girls go in to console Aguirre. A push there from Bromley on Lendon. And that's nice scene. Steggs goes over to shake the hands. Hugs all round from the girls. Hugs at Juppé. And what a game.
Absolute jubilation. And you have to say Cret deserved it. She had a stunning performance and it just wouldn't go for her in the final third. And finally, from the spot, we have seen three sorely needed goals. And the University of Nottingham women's futsal team win varsity futsal once again, 2-1 on penalties.
Phenomenal performance from the girls. Scenes of jubilation here as Ellie Redmond leads the chants, leads the celebration. Liz Juppé leads a dance there. Phenomenal for her to win, even though she wasn't playing. She'll be delighted for the girls. Hopefully we'll see her back for the women's football on the 11th of May. And the fans are loving it. There's a Poznan going off in the crowd. Phenomenal scenes here. UON, I think overall, on the balance of play, UON deserved it.
I think they did deserve it in the end, but it's a cruel game and it could have gone either way. We're about to have the trophy presentation here. I assume rushed due to the nature of the delay. But here we go. Lauren Herrier handing out medals left, right and centre to the deserved girls in green and gold.
And Mo McGarvey, one for one. Will we see his future in futsal coaching?
I don't know, Nick, but certainly not as an attacking coach after that performance. Maybe as a defensive one.
Yeah, it has to be said that the defenders for UON, Lippitt and Cret when she played in defence, Autumn when she played at the back, Butterfield, in spite of her small stature, was massive at the defence.
I mean, a clean sheet in futsal is no mean feat. Absolutely incredible performance from all of them.
Incredible, incredible scenes. And the trophy goes up. The fans are loving it. And
Butterfield's loving it as well. They're going to redo it, I think.
They're going to lift her up. The smallest player on the field in height, but absolutely not the smallest player in terms of her performance. She was phenomenal today, as all the girls were. Lendon with a few huge saves. Have to say a big well done to Aguirre in the Trent goal for a couple of absolutely outstanding saves during the match.
Kept Trent in it, definitely. But I think at the end, you know, they've deserved it, the University of Nottingham players. And I think hopefully we'll see something similarly exciting in the men's coming up right after this.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Yes, a dramatic win for the University of Nottingham Women's Futsal Club. 2-1 on penalties. Kayla Cret with a deciding penalty. Pete Lendon, it has to be said, lended her goalkeeping skills from the University of Nottingham Hockey Club to the University of Nottingham Futsal Club throughout that match. They lost 4-3 in last year's varsity at Jubilee, but a royal welcome is surely due as the green and gold take back their varsity crown. In this match, they call it a place at the David Ross Sports Village, but it's surely a metropolis now, populated by students from Nottingham cheering on the green and gold.
We're joined now with winning goalkeeper Pete. Pete, what a game. Just tell us about it from your point of view.
I mean, I got on the pitch and I was terrified. I thought my heart was going to leave my body, but somehow I made it through. You pull those saves off, we played it off as a team, and penalties, nobody wants penalties, but somehow we did it.
Second half especially, really quick off the line, number of good saves, you know, and then going down to penalties at the end. What was going through your mind?
Well, I'm not actually a futsal goalie, believe it or not. I'm actually a hockey goalie, so they actually asked me to this season to play for them for futsal. So to come and play futsal and never played before, played this season, and then be like, playing varsity, I was like, whoa, I was like, I don't know how I did it, but I think hockey helps me. Hockey helps with this, helps with the pressure, helps with the saves. It's the same size goal, so.
What does that victory mean? Obviously, you didn't play then last year, but no. so one play for you, one win.
Yeah, honestly, like, I love this team. Like, we've had a great season, and I love all the girls in it, and it means the world to us.
Excellent. Pete, thank you so much for joining us. Go off and celebrate with the rest of the team.
Cheers.
Thank you, Pete.
Okay, so I'm joined with Katie Gray, one of the stars of the women's futsal team. How did you find that game?
Yeah, it was a tough game, but I felt we had the upper hand for most of it. We had the most chances. Bit disappointed we couldn't convert them, but I think it's a fair result.
Talking about chances, I think you had a pretty clear-cut one. What was going through your mind?
I don't know. I think I had more time than I thought. Should take a touch and shoot, but we won, so.
An exciting penalty shootout. How nervous were you, and what were the girls feeling like before it started?
Yeah, I mean, we're confident. We believe it. Whoever's taking the penalty, they missed a few, which gave us a bit of hope. So just glad we put them away and won overall.
Thank you and congratulations for winning today.
Thanks, Ali.
No worries. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Yes, a 2-1 win on penalties secures the victory for the University of Nottingham after a 0-0 draw in normal time in the women's futsal. Now, we're just going to continue our analysis on the statistics and the facts in that match, Jeremy. It did look like Nottingham Trent University were putting the University of Nottingham under the cosh a lot in that second half, especially with the shots ratio.
Yeah, they certainly were, Joe. I mean, they weren't actually having as many shots as us in that. So they had more shots than us in that second half, to 16 to our 14. And both teams, interestingly, had 5 shots on target during that second half. So whilst Trent was certainly coming forward a lot more and they were having a lot more of that possession, which we talked about in the first half, it was definitely centred in their half. This time it was much more in our half, right in front of the Trent fans. And I think that was certainly motivating them on. And they made those shots certainly count with a lot more precision.